This is Music Time in Africa. Hello, everyone. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. It's great to have you on. Inside today's edition, my playlist, of course, takes you on a 30-minute listening journey of trending, current, and classic gold hits from Zimbabwe, Morocco, Cameroon, Angola, Mali, DRC, and Nigeria. Now, my Drop the Needle music listening quiz kicks us off into the back half of the hour, this time with Dr. Mike Vercelli of West Virginia University in the United States. And then VOA's Lady DJ brings her 90-second word on the tweets to us. You'll also meet multi-award-winning Kenyan singer and songwriter and brand ambassador for Fenty, that's Rihanna's beauty brand, and co-studio Nikita Kering. We had a great sit-down conversation in Nairobi last month. And finally, Skylar Van Tassel joins me right here in D.C. in the studio to talk about a couple of 2023 wrap-ups, the soaring success of South African pop star Tyla, and Spotify Wrapped. So, that's the show. Now you just sit back, relax, and enjoy. Starting out from Zimbabwe, here's Ja Praise's song, Zatsumana.
Thank you.
Yes, all right. That was Zatsumana by Ja Praiser of Zimbabwe. That comes off of his album Chitubu from 2018. Such a great song. Hey, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa. Now we're going to a brand new single. This is by the amazing Koffi Olomide featuring Davido. It's called A Legend.
Davido, can you see me? I'm DJ Mopao.
Davido.
Hello world, my name is Wiala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell. Keep it locked.
Yes, hello everyone, how are you doing? This is Heather, and we're going to listen to more music. This one is called Follow, and it's by a Moroccan artist. His name is Zuhair Bahawi, and it features Hint Zaidi. This song, by the way, is a product of Coke Studio. We're going to learn a lot more about that later on in the show. Here we go.
Te llamo, tía til hadra li gallo, porque hayti li el follo, kalbek li yuma mello.
Amore, en el li galot na gam sore, wara binetna hubo story.
Mamá, te amo, te amo.
Hawi and featuring Zint Zaidi from Morocco. Hello, guys. And now we're going to another 2023 song. This one is by a singer from Cameroon named Ulanda. It's called Mon Mari, My Husband. It's really about domestic abuse. True story.
He won't bring my heart. He won't bring my soul. Swear he loves me so. That's why I can't be. Même si ma tapé, oh, moi je vais rester, oh, je n'ai peux pas effacer ce qu'on a traversé. Hey, hey, me, I want to stay. Me, I want my home. Me, I want love. I'm a little bit donner l'argent, ma maman, t'as mis ça, ma liba, no get place for go, who go provide for me, moi j'ai resté, même si ma tapé, oh, moi je vais rester, oh, c'est son témoin, oh,
to all the women in abusive homes, for the sake of your life, please leave. Sinon, cela m'oublie tout le monde.
Listening to Dr. Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa. Do not touch that dial.
Mr. Mix. All right. You know what? We've got three more songs. These are all taking us back in time, starting with one from 2013, then 1972, then 1981. And after that, then we move into the second half of the hour with Drop the Needle with Mike Fricelli. And then a conversation with Nikita Kering from Kenya. And then a conversation right here in D.C. in my own studio with Skylar Van Tassel about big news related to 2023. Tyla and Spotify Wrapped. All right, so you ready? This one, 2013, is Mamadou Kelly with a song called Adunya from Mali. This is some good down home desert blues.
Yeah. washichin ayar me bayin durunya tiada yakan durunya washichin ayway me bayin durunya tijari yakan durunya washichin maner kogo jeno diogo yakan durunya washichin maner kaga jeno diogo yakan durunya washichin maner baba jeno diogo Jakanurunya wasichin, ayar me bayite nurunya tiada. Dagar nurunya waka chindi, maner tudal beri diogo. Dagar nurunya waka chindi, maner seku beri diogo. Dagar durunya waga chindi maner bayi kom diogo Dagar durunya wasi chindi ayar me bayi tendurunya tiada
Kelly from Mali with his song Adunia off the album Adibar from 2013. Hey everyone, this is Heather. We are staying in the past, going way back now to 1972. This is the amazing Bonga with Luanda Mbolo.
Ambulangi kala baba Gandala mitopia Gandala kukala kala Mwenengi sota kwebye Mwenengi sota kwebye Mwenengi sota kwebye Kala kala wale Ngala kyanu jisonyo Kakwetu alongi lenga Mukonda nga kala kiki Ngala mkita di kulamba Ngala mkita di kulamba Ishikana mikumutamba Ngala mkita di kulamba Ishikana mikumutamba Ya kwebye ngi sota kwebye Chia mi boba nandala kwe Dikungu kimene mene Ngaseka mwangola Gia kwebye ngi sota kwebye Chia mi boba nandala kwe Dikungu kimene mene Ngaseka mwangola
kabobase ngandala mitopia ngandala kukala kala mwenengi sota kwebye kala kampane mwenengi sota kwebye kala kala kwane kala kiani je sonye akwetu wa longi lenga kondanga kala kike ngalami kitadi kulamba ngalami kitadi kulamba kishika na mikumutamba ngalami kitadi kulamba kishika na mikumutamba ngia kwebye ngisota kwebye kiami boba ngandala we dikungu kimene mene ngaseka mwangola ngia kwebye ngisota kwebye kiami boba ngandala we dikungu kimene mene ngaseka mwangola Ambulangi kala baba ngandala mitopia ngandala kukala kala mwenengi sota kwebye kala kala kwale mwenengi sota kwebye kala kala kwale ngala kiani shisonyi akweto longi lenga mkondanga kala kike ngala mikitati kulamba Galami kitadi kulamba kishika na mikumutamba Galami kitadi kulamba kishika na mikumutamba Iya kwebye ngisota kwebye shiya mibaba ngandala we Dikungu kimene mene ngaseka mwangola Iya kwebye ngisota kwebye shiya mibaba ngandala we Dikungu kimene mene ngaseka mwangola
What an ending. That was Luanda Mbolo by Bonga from Angola. Hey, everyone, this is Heather Maxwell. You're listening to Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America from Washington. Now for one more oldie before we get to Drop the Needle in the second half of the show. This is the one and only Impi by Johnny Clegg and Jaluka from African Litany, 1981.
Impi, what nonsense is Ubani benga chincha mabubesi Impi Bonansi mpieza Ubani benga chincha mabubesi Impi Bonansi mpieza
Children of your friends about VOA Africa. Music, sports, and news.
All right, I hope you enjoyed Impy by Johnny Clegg and Angeluka. Now it's time for Drop the Needle. Hello, Mike. How are you doing?
Great. How are you, Heather?
I'm fine. So where are you?
I am in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Morgantown, West Virginia. All right, well, you've listened to the radio show from last year, and are you ready to play Drop the Needle?
Sure am. Let's do it.
All right, here's number one.
I don't call everybody, I call everybody, but I see you for Insta. You say you day, Kaja.
What do you say, Mike?
I'm going to go with Two Face from Nigeria.
Yes.
Maka?
Yes, you got it. You got it. Tubaba,
right.
Two Face, Tubaba. He goes by Tubaba now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Tubaba.
Yeah. All right, good job. Here's number two. All right, Mike, what do you say?
Oh, that one's Rashid Tahar?
Yes.
Pronouncing that correctly?
Taha.
Yes. Out of Algeria?
Yeah.
Taha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bra, bra.
Bra, bra. Yeah.
Excellent. 2 out of 2. Here's the third one.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Let's roll. Okay, what do you say?
All right. That's pretty funky. I'm going to say Manu Gaudu.
Yes.
Featuring Bootsy Collins.
Yeah. Bravo, man. Okay, so I got to tell you guys listening that I'm not surprised that Mike got 3 out of 3 because he is a professor of music specializing in percussive traditions of Africa. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Mike.
Sure. I teach at West Virginia University, where I direct the World Music Performance Center. We do lots of musical traditions from around the world. My specialty is really in music of Ghana, particularly of the Jil and some drumming traditions with the Gomba and the Ewe.
Wow.
And the Dagara music traditions.
You're like me.
Yeah, very similar.
Yeah, sure. I wrote my master's thesis on xylophone music from Mali.
I know.
Well, what got you interested in African music?
Well, you know, I was always interested in percussion. Mm-hmm. And then I remember in my undergraduate many years ago, seeing the great Abraham Adesanya from Ghana play at concert at Wesleyan University in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
And it just blew me away, his mastery over everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what inspired me to go continue that my research there.
Terrific. Mike Vercelli, thank you so much. You did a great job on Drop the Needle.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Jumbo Africa, Hakuna Matata. Jumbo Africa, Hakuna Matata.
Hello, everybody. This is Japan, and you're listening to The Voice of America. Thank you for listening.
VOA.
You're tuned in to The Voice of America. I'm Shauna Renee, the Lady DJ. You can find me on Twitter at VOA Lady DJ. And this is Word on the Tweets.
The tweets are talking about 79-year-old Brenda Lee. She has become the oldest artist to reach number one on the Hot 100 in Billboard history. Her song, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, which, by the way, is 65 years old, currently sits on top of the chart. And the tweets are talking about 50 Cent. Apparently, his production company is in early development on a television documentary about Sean P. Diddy Combs and the allegations of abuse brought by Cassie. Now, if his other shows are any indication of the potential of success, like Power or Surviving El Chapo, then there's no doubt this one is going to be a winner. Also, congratulations going out to Ashanti. It has been announced she and boyfriend Nelly are expecting their first child together. Nelly has 2 other children by his ex-wife. And finally, Kim Kardashian has been tapped to star in a legal drama from Ryan Murphy. She will play a successful Los Angeles divorce attorney and the head of an all-female law firm. For more information on these and other stories, I am on social media at VOA Lady DJ. That's all for today. Until next time, peace.
Hey, everybody. How are you all doing? I hope you're enjoying the show. This is Heather, and we have some great interviews coming up. One with Nikita Kering that I did when I was in Nairobi earlier last month. And also with Skylar Van Tassel, we talk about Spotify Wrapped and Tyla. But before we get to that, I want to play you that song that Mike Vercelli, our Drop the Needle guest, was talking about. It's called Senye by Isaac Biritro and The Rail Abandoned, featuring Wiala from Ghana. All right. Hello, everyone. Now it's time for our interviews. First up, Nikita Kering. In just 5 years, this 21-year-old has already made incredible, record-breaking strides in music and in fashion. But, you know, she is aiming higher and farther with dreams of digging deep into tradition. The multi-award-winning singer and songwriter has already won several accolades, including 4 top All-Africa Music Awards. That's AFRIMA. And Kenya's Pulse Music Awards. She's already made history twice for being the youngest to have won and done certain things. At 16, for example, she's the youngest ever to win any AFRIMA award. And then at 20, the youngest to participate in Coke Studios. Remember, we heard a song earlier from Morocco by Coke Studio. Let's have a listen to a little bit of our conversation, and I'll catch up with you in the middle for more background.
I did Fenty last year when they were launching their brand. It was fun. It was crazy. It was a big opportunity. Like, blew up the industry here in Kenya, just being like, oh my God, they actually chose me for such an opportunity. For me, that was insane.
Yeah. How did you get it?
Well, they called me. They were looking for a young East African to represent the launch of their product here in Africa. Mm-hmm. And I guess I came to mind. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Do you still wear the Fenty?
I do. I'm wearing Fenty right now.
It's beautiful. Always. You're so shining and radiant.
Thank you. I love Fenty. Yeah.
What about Coke Studio?
Yeah. Coke Studio was this year. Coke Studio has been amazing. I didn't even know that it was going to be this big. I was able to represent East Africa in this year's Coke Studio, also the youngest to ever do Coke Studio. So that again was huge. And there's now billboards everywhere. It's honestly crazy. But I'm also collaborating with artists from around Kenya, from Nigeria. It's been an honor, honestly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And will you be touring
Africa?
Africa?
Yeah, well, we already did that. Now it's just Kenya. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, you're listening to an interview I had earlier with Nikita Kering in Nairobi. So she's already done the Africa tour, already been the brand ambassador for Fenty Beauty, Coke Studios, and others that we haven't even mentioned. But when I asked her about her next big steps, Nikita surprised me with her dream to return back home and dig deeper into tradition and her Nandi roots. Check this out.
Yes.
What are your dreams now for the future?
Wow. To be the face of East Africa is like the most important thing to me, and perhaps in the future to be the face of Africa. When someone thinks of music, they kind of look at me. And I am so deeply rooted in my culture and my tribe, and I want to be able to show the world where I come from.
Where are you from?
Kenya. I'm from Eldoret. I am a Kalenjin. I'm a Nandi.
How would you bring Nandi culture into your music? Instruments, melodies, dance?
All of that. Dance especially. There's also the fashion bit that no one really gets to see because there's little that's been documented, especially for women. Mm. There's a lot of stuff for the men that's been documented, but like there's not so much of the women that's been documented. But I'm glad that I have relatives that are still deep in the culture, so they remember things. And my great-grandparents, they remember and they tell me about it. So I am always, every time I get to visit my grandmother and stuff, I ask her, okay, what was this and what did it mean? So that then I can kind of write it down, because I don't know if there's anyone else collecting all this information as vigorously as I am.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Nikita, I hope to see you in Washington, D.C. or anywhere in the United States sometimes.
I will very soon, actually.
Do you have plans?
Oh, I'm touring next year in America.
Okay.
Yeah.
In 2024.
August, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Nikita Kering, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. This was too brief and too fun.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Music Time in Africa.
All right, hey guys. So as I mentioned at the top of the hour, Skylar Van Tassel is joining me now to talk about some current music. Hey, Skylar, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fine. So you and I have been kind of bouncing back some ideas.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about one top artist right now, a young 21-year-old, just like Nikita, who's 21, we just heard. And then we're going to talk about Spotify playlists. So what about this new top artist from South Africa?
Yeah, well, I'll say Tyla, fantastic artist. I'm 21 myself, and it's so inspiring to see someone my age making such a global impact on not just African music, but pop music as a whole.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, for so many weeks, she was topping Billboard charts. She was out there really making an impact.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're seeing in 2024, she's really going to be moving into a new step of her career.
Let's listen to a little bit of her number one hit song, Water. She performed this recently on Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show. Oh, my God. Did you see it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God. Just amazing. Anyway, here's a little bit of Water. I keep my cool, but tonight I'm wild. I'm a bee in a dangerous mood. Can you match my timing? So you all know this song, Water. Skylar, tell us a little bit more about what you have researched on this, Tyla.
Well, so I came across her new album release recently. It just came out December 1st, I think.
Okay.
A few new songs, Truth or Dare, Butterflies, On and On, and then Water had a remix with Travis Scott,
yes,
the famous American rapper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so she's still putting out some new stuff, and this is in anticipation for her 2024 world tour, which will be going around North America and Europe, kind of on a new little circuit.
Oh, cool. Man, I can't wait. Let's try and go.
Yeah, let's try and go. Definitely.
All right, here's Truth or Dare. Let's listen to a little bit of it. Have you listened to it yet?
I have. It's so fun.
It's nice.
Hold on. Did you say you're on your way? Why now? When you just went MIA. Message received on.
Everybody, if you're just joining us, I'm with Skylar Van Tassel, my intern, also a musician himself who's studying at George
Washington
University.
Yeah.
We're talking about Tyla. Skylar, what else do you have to say? Can you share with people about her?
Yeah, kind of speaking a little more on Tyla's rise as a pop artist.
Mm-hmm.
She was recently included in the BBC's Radio 1 Sound of 2024 list, which is a fairly big deal. This year, other African artists have included Aria Star and Kenya Grace.
Mm-hmm.
Asaka has recently been included on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a very important one. You've seen major artists like Adele, Billie Eilish all be part of that list. So it signifies within the kind of the pop world that, like, this is an artist you should be looking out for. This is an artist that'll probably be, you know, kind of an industry changer.
Yes.
And obviously, you hear Tyla and you're, you know, pretty sure that she's going to make moves over the next few years.
Yeah, I agree. And one thing I thought was interesting that she said, I think it was during the Jimmy Fallon interview,
Yeah. She
wants to be known as Africa's first, for this generation, pop star.
Yeah,
not Afrobeat star, not Amapiano, not African anything star. I kind of like that because to me it signifies that she doesn't want to be put in a pigeonhole like I'm African. I'm just the pop star to listen to this year.
Exactly. No.
And she's got a great stage show. Woo! All right, let's listen to the rest of Truth or Dare. This is from her new album. Do you know what the album is called?
No.
You don't know what it's called? He's looking it up, guys. He's looking it up. Quickly. He's coming.
It's called Tyla. It's called Tyla.
Tyla. All right.
Is it true you can?
That's Tyla with a brand new song, Truth or Dare, the pre-release.
Pre-release
of her album coming out later in 2024. Hey, guys, I'm with Skylar, and we're just chit-chatting here. You know this song. I'm sure you know this.
Grips on your ways, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Streets not safe, but I never run away.
Of course, that's Drake with Wizkid and Kyla, not Tyla. But we're listening to this for what reason, Skylar?
So recently, Spotify Wrapped came out, which, just to explain a little, it's a program that Spotify implemented kind of to help you track your top artist over a listening year from January until November. So essentially, go month by month and kind of collect who you've been listening to.
Is this Spotify worldwide?
Yes.
Yeah.
So for many, they get to see, like, okay, my top artist was Taylor Swift, Drake, Burna Boy, you know, whoever.
Strength and guidance, all that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time, and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go.
Higher powers taking a hold on me.
And it also helps artists see who was listening to them. And this year has increasingly shown that, like, the prominence of Afrobeat and African pop has really increased.
Yeah, we all know that, but it's kind of interesting to, and it's important to see it statistically somewhere, which you can see on the Spotify list.
Exactly, yeah.
So what about Drake? Why are we listening to Drake right now as it pertains to Spotify playlists?
Yeah, so within Sub-Saharan Africa, Drake was the top streamed artist within 2023, followed by Burna Boy, Asake, Davido, Omalay, The Weeknd, Rema, Chris Brown, Travis Scott, and 21 Savage.
All right. How about that, guys? Let's listen to the rest of this Drake One Dance. This one came out in 2016, I think we said.
Yep.
I need a one dance, got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time I go, higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance, got a Hennessy in my hand.
All right, that was One Dance by Drake featuring Wizkid and Kyla. I am with Skyla.
Howdy.
Hey. Tyler, we're talking about Tyler, Skyla,
Kyla.
And Kyla.
This is Music Time in Africa with Dr. Heather Maxwell. Woo! Yeah.
Do you have anything more? I'm sure all of you guys listening probably use Spotify, but I don't know. I know in Africa, too, you also use Boomplay and Ndundo, different ones, but Spotify is pretty big. Skyler. Do you have anything more you'd like to share with us about these playlists and what it says for 2023?
We've seen Spotify's presence within the continent really increasing. This increasing presence of Spotify as an app. But as you were saying, Boomplay has 75 million users. Ndundo also has 7 million users.
Yep.
There's also Music Time, which allows you to have like a monthly package of music. In 2022, Spotify generated $27 million in profit within Nigeria. Entertainment industry, both domestically and internationally, that's focusing more on African entertainment.
Yeah, that's amazing. And we talked about that last week with Kigali being, you know, investing. I read more articles, guys, about Kigali and the big success of...
Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, Kendrick Lamar. I was reading this morning on the train ride in here to work that Kendrick Lamar's performance was awesome. Kigali is on fire. Rwanda's on fire for the entertainment industry. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's just so great to see kind of the back and forth, the cultural exchanges that are happening.
Yeah.
So excited to see what happens in 2024.
Speaking of cultural exchanges, let's listen to this one, Burna Boy and For My Hand, and then we'll come back and say goodbye to Skyler for this week. Super cool because it's Afro Beats, which is Burna Boy, but also Amapiano, which is not really Burna Boy, but you can hear that clear. And then you've got Ed Sheeran.
Exactly.
So it's just a beautiful mix, isn't it?
Exactly. And like definitely just, you wouldn't think of them being kind of like in the same wheelhouse, but the fact that they can come together and the fact that they can make such a beautiful song really speaks to
it's incredible.
Music.
It does.
Yep.
Skyler Van Tassel, it was a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Hold you for me.
Yeah, and... around with a little Burna Boy and Ed Sheeran. It is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me. Also, a special thanks to my guest today, Mike Fercelli, and Nikita Kering in Nairobi for her interview, and Skylar Van Tassel for his. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and online at voaafrica.com. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.